Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is January 8, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Binance adds near instant UK pound payments in latest fiat expansion. Bitcoin hits new 2020 high above $8,400 after Iranian missile attack. Oman's largest port joins blockchain shipping platform TradeLens. BlockFi adds Litecoin, USDC to its lending product suite. Former-backed CEO to help oversee CFTC in Congress. Why China is banning crypto but is bullish on blockchain. Bitcoin may follow gold with significant price breakout. Now let's get started. Binance adds near instant UK pound payments in latest fiat expansion. Malta-based cryptocurrency exchange Binance has added a flurry of new fiat funding options since New Year, including faster payments for UK pounds-bearing customers. The company announced Wednesday that the addition comes via a new partnership with fiat to crypto payments provider Banxa, which also allows the firm to offer Australian dollar and euro purchases directly from Binance's website. The firm notes that the euro option is available in selected European countries initially. The announcement comes just a day after the exchange said it was supporting deposits in Thai baht via a partnership with API solutions provider Citong Corp, as well as fiat gateways for Polish zloty and Swedish krona. All told, the firm's fiat payment options now come to 21 currencies after a shift away from purely crypto to crypto trading that kicked off last autumn. We believe fiat will coexist with crypto for a long time to come, Binance CEO Changpeng CZ Zhao said in the announcement. More than 99.9% of the global money supply is still in fiat and we need to continue building bridges to enable easier flow into crypto. Binance plans to add support for all 180 fiat currencies during 2020, CZ added. In other Binance news, the exchange says it has put up $1 million in its BNB token to kickstart a donations program that will fund relief for areas hit by Australia's bushfires. Bitcoin hits new 2020 high above $8,400 after Iranian missile attack. Bitcoin's price has hit a new record for 2020, reaching as high as $8,438 before retracing slightly. At 23:30 Coordinated Universal Time on January 7, the world's largest cryptocurrency by market capitalization began a strong upward trend from $8,080 to above $8,400 before topping out at $8,438 in just over 40 minutes. The move to fresh 2020 highs comes after Iranian missiles struck U.S. and coalition bases in Iraq, causing traders to reallocate capital into safe haven assets such as gold and oil away from riskier assets. Joshua Green, head of trading at Digital Asset Capital Management, a cryptocurrency trading firm, said the BTC rally was a response to the unfolding events in Iraq. "You are also seeing oil and gold up strongly," Green said. At the time of writing, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 0.41% while the S&P 500 index is down 0.28%. Crude oil has risen significantly and is up 4.3% while the spot price of gold has is up 2.19% to around $1,608 per troy ounce. BTC is now looking to cement its position as the leading safe haven asset, at least in crypto, amid heightened geopolitical tensions. Other notable cryptocurrencies such as Ether and XRP have experienced little gain, with XRP down 3.5% while Ether is slightly in the green, up by 0.09%, Messari and CoinDesk data show. Oman's largest port joins blockchain shipping platform TradeLens. The largest port in the Middle Eastern nation of Oman has signed up to TradeLens, a blockchain supply chain platform founded by IBM and Maersk. The port of Salalah recently became a member of the Shipping Data Project as part of its digital transformation efforts, according to a report in the Times of Oman on Wednesday. The platform enables companies along the shipping supply chain to share data on cargoes in real time over its permissioned blockchain, ultimately aiming to bring improved transparency and efficiency to international trade. According to The Times, the port is working with other entities in the supply chain to digitize its operations and sees TradeLens as a way to bring a global transparency standard to shipping operations. Adopting and incorporating blockchain technology into all aspects of the supply chain will not only enhance the attractiveness of Salalah for ecosystem companies but also support the development of new business models that can further leverage the geographical location of Salalah, said Mark Hardiman, CEO of Port of Salalah. Launched in 2018, the TradeLens project has seen some reluctance from shipping firms to sign up, partly due to the way the venture was set up to favor the founding companies. However, changes to its business structure have seen a number of major carriers come aboard in the last year. The platform now has more than 100 participants, including 5 of the 6 largest container shipping firms, as well as port operators and regulators, and is processing over 10 million discrete shipping events and thousands of documents each week, according to previous statements from Maersk. Last August, Thailand's customs agency was reported to be integrating with TradeLens to streamline its shipment tracking procedures. The project also received an antitrust exemption from the U.S. Federal Maritime Commission. That arose to clear the project from legal restrictions in cooperation between shipping companies mandated by the U.S. Shipping Act of 1984. Port of Salalah recently broke its own record, handling yearly volume equivalent to 4 million shipping containers, according to The Times. BlockFi adds Litecoin, USDC to its lending product suite. Crypto lending startup BlockFi now supports Litecoin and dollar-backed stablecoin USD Coin, USDC, on its platform, enabling users to earn interest on, trade and receive loans backed by the assets. The initial annual percentage yield on the assets will be 8.6% for USDC and 3.78% for Litecoin. In 2020, the company aims to add 5 to 10 new assets including USDC and LTC and is looking most aggressively at the top 20 cryptocurrencies by market capitalization and U.S. domiciled dollar-backed stablecoins, said Zach Prince, BlockFi's CEO and founder. USDC is the largest of these stablecoins. The company already supported LTC as collateral for loans and approved of the currency's liquidity, volatility and overall track record. BlockFi also plans to develop a mobile app and the ability to send fiat wire transfers in the first quarter of this year. In Q2 2020, it will offer automated clearinghouse ACH payment capabilities, and in the second half of the year BlockFi plans to launch a credit card that offers rewards in Bitcoin. Most of the cards that exist now are debit cards or pre-paid cards for prime consumers in the U.S. The vast majority of spending takes place on credit cards, said Prince. This will be a premium credit card that can pass back a Bitcoin cashback rate that is attractive with traditional premium cards. Prince wouldn't name the issuing bank for BlockFi's credit card or which banks would be providing the ACH services, but the startup already works with Silicon Valley Bank, investment bank and brokerage Oppenheimer & Co., Silvergate Bank and Signature Bank. BlockFi has been providing fiat loans with Bitcoin and Ether collateral since the beginning of last year. In March, it launched its service offering to pay clients interest on their crypto, which it loaned out to institutions. The company has had to cut rates more than once because borrower supply has not been able to meet depositor demand. At first, depositors received 6% monthly and 6.2% in compound interest yearly. In April, the company changed these rules for accounts with more than 25 Bitcoin or 500 Ether, saying they would get 6% monthly only on the part of their holdings below that threshold. In May, the maximum balance for which it will offer 6.2% annual interest dropped further to 250 ETH and, later on, to 5 BTC and 200 ETH. In December, the company made the terms more favorable to users, applying the 6.2% rate only to holdings lower than 10 BTC, with everything above that earning 2.2% annually. For Ether, deposits below 1,000 ETH earn 4.1% annually and everything above only 0.5%. Former-backed CEO to help oversee CFTC in Congress. The former chief executive of Bitcoin derivatives exchanges backed as to join the committee that oversees the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, CFTC, raising concerns of a possible conflict of interest. The newly appointed Senator, Kelly Loeffler, R.GA, will serve on the Senate Agricultural Committee, which is responsible for defining the CFTC's remit and approving nominations for commissioners and chairmen. It also includes reauthorizing the CFTC as a federal regulator. Loeffler was appointed CEO of BACT when it launched under its parent company Intercontinental Exchange (ICE) in August 2018. Under her leadership, BACT received approval from the CFTC to begin trading physically settled Bitcoin contracts, finally opening to traders in September. Loeffler, who only resigned her position in December to go into politics, is also married to Jeffrey Sprecher, the founder, chairman, and chief executive of ICE. Amidst concerns her appointment would create a conflict of interest, Loeffler told the Wall Street Journal that she had worked hard to comply with both the letter and the spirit of the Senate's ethics rules and will continue to do so every day. "I will recuse myself if needed on a case-by-case basis," she said. Loeffler grew up on her family's farm in Illinois, a fact that's been emphasized in her marketing materials since Georgia Governor Brian Kemp first announced her in December. ICE is the second largest exchange operator by market capitalization. The company's expansion into Bitcoin last year came after the CME Group started offering its own cash-settled futures in December 2017. ICE's annual report said many of its exchanges were subject to extensive regulation by the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. According to regulatory filings, Sprecher has a 1.1% equity stake in ICE worth almost $600 million based on the current market price. The CFTC has treated Bitcoin and some other cryptocurrencies as commodities since a ruling in 2015. More recently, it investigated allegations against crypto derivatives platform BitMEX and suggested U.S.-regulated Ether futures could launch sometime in 2020. Regulatory concerns lay behind the 9 months delay to BACT's launch. Speaking to CoinDesk in April, Christopher Giancarlo, the CFTC's then chairman, hinted about concerns surrounding the exchange's plan to self-custody Bitcoin as well as clear trades through its parent company's clearinghouse. At the time, Loeffler said the exchange would continue to work with regulators to address the emerging global landscape for digital assets. Why China is banning crypto but is bullish on blockchain. This post is part of CoinDesk's 2019 Year in Review, a collection of 100 op-eds, interviews and takes on the state of blockchain and the world. Flex Yang is co-founder and CEO of Babel Finance. Babel Finance is one of China's largest financial service providers. The firm works with crypto mining companies to fund the volatile industry and products including crypto-backed loans, deposit services, margin trading and derivatives. Since July 2018, Babel has issued $400 million in crypto-backed loans with a balance of more than $300 million outstanding. Before pivoting to crypto, Yang and his co-founder Del Wang worked in the world of microfinance. Yang's first venture, Standard Financial Inclusion, provided financial services for the underbanked. Speaking over email, Yang shared his views on the past year in crypto, President Xi's ambition to seize the blockchain opportunity, and what China's stablecoin, from its central bank, or PBOC, means for global finance. His responses have been lightly edited for clarity. What have been the biggest events in the crypto industry in 2019? How will these events affect the industry going forward? The two biggest events were connected, the Facebook-led Libra project and China's pivot towards blockchain technology. These two events are connected in the sense of uncovering blockchain's relationship to currency development. Libra drew the general public's attention to crypto and blockchain technologies. President Xi's address on the importance of blockchain technology pushed the government to speed up development of its fiat digital currency program, primarily due to the pressure of Libra on the renminbi, RMB. Both will have a long-term positive impact for the industry. Although Libra will face lots of obstacles and President Xi's announcement has brought more regulatory attention to crypto in the short term, I believe these two events will help attract more resources and people to the industry and eventually boost the market in the long term. What were the most significant advances for crypto or blockchain technology in China in 2019? Unfortunately, in 2019 I didn't observe any significant advances in blockchain technology. On the other hand, I observed the advance in the government's attitude towards blockchain technology, although the most significant impact will be on the RMB rather than cryptocurrencies. China's ambition is to bolster the RMB rather than blockchain technology itself. Why did China set blockchain as a national priority? In my opinion, China's ambition is to bolster the RMB rather than blockchain technology itself. The key driver of setting this national priority is the unsuccessful RMB globalization strategy and the competitive pressure of Libra, which is regarded as a US program by many in China. So, the government is seeking a way to make the RMB stronger and more acceptable globally. Do you suppose crypto companies that left in 2017, or earlier, will return to China? The regulation on crypto businesses in China after President Xi's statements actually intensified. There is an old saying in China, the bandit needs to be wiped out before the regular army gets in. I think companies that left China won't return until the regulatory environment becomes clearer. This is hardly possible in the short term. Instead, the government is promoting adoption and application of blockchain technology in industries such as in supply chain management, source tracking in the food industry, and so on. It has nothing to do with cryptocurrency. What do you think of the PBOX digital replacement for cash? How do you envision the rollout happening? PBOC's effort on creating a digital replacement for cash is the very first step in bringing the RMB to global trade, but its target is not to replace the current digital payment system in China. It will be rolled out under pressure from Libra and other governments' fiat digital currencies. But I think it will take a pretty long time for real implementation in China. How has the crypto mining industry in China evolved over the past year? It was a dramatic year for miners in China, which can be divided into three periods. In Q1, we experienced a very inactive market. Most miners were very pessimistic, but some institutional players joined and brought new energy. From Q2 to Q3, the mining industry was growing very fast due to the surge in Bitcoin's price. But the good days didn't last long after the big price drop at the end of Q3 and the crazy growth of hash rate. Lots of miners who bought mining machine futures that was set to be delivered in Q4 and the first quarter of 2020 experienced major losses. Q4 was a bloody period for the mining industry. Manufacturers began selling at discounted prices. They also worked with crypto financial institutions like Babel to try to offload inventories in preparation for the new generation miners in 2020, when I anticipate that more institutional players will come into the market. Overall, the field has changed a lot and some new pools grew quickly. Miners are quite divided in the attitude towards the coming Bitcoin reward halving, and we need to wait for the halving before we can give a conclusion. Is there any effect on the crypto industry by the ongoing trade war? The China-US trade war was one of the key drivers of BTC surge during May to June 2019, but since September, Bitcoin is no longer the safe haven assets for investors worrying about the trade war after market moving favor to other categories of assets. But when we dive deeper, it is noted that the fundamental conflict of the trade war between China and US is the currency competition. Therefore, I think the ongoing trade war has a long-term impact on the crypto industry by dragging China's state-owned resources and corporations into this industry. Other thoughts on the industry? I'm still positive about Bitcoin in the long term, and wish everyone would HODL. On the other hand, the crypto industry is at its very early stage. There will be lots of developments out of our expectations, just like the internet in 1980s. Let's give it time and see. Bitcoin may follow gold with significant price breakout. View: Bitcoin hit 7-week highs during the Asian trading hours and could extend the rally to a key Fibonacci hurdle above $8,600. A weekly close Sunday, UTC, above $7,960 looks likely and would confirm a falling channel breakout on the weekly chart and signal a revival of the bull run from lows near $4,100 seen in April 2019. Gold witnessed a channel breakout at the end of December and has rallied by more than $100 ever since. Acceptance below $8,000 would weaken the odds of channel breakout this week. Bitcoin jumped to 7-week highs early on Wednesday and appears on track to confirm a significant price breakout similar to that seen by gold. According to CoinDesk's Bitcoin Price Index, the number one cryptocurrency by market value rose to $8,463, the highest level since November 18 during the Asian trading hours as Iran launched retaliatory attacks on the American bases in Iraq. While Bitcoin rallied to multi-week highs, gold, a classic haven asset, jumped above $1,600 for the first time since 2013. Other anti-risk assets like Japanese yen, Swiss franc and U.S. bonds also drew bids. The safe haven narrative surrounding Bitcoin has strengthened with the cryptocurrency gaining ground in tandem with gold since Friday. The yellow metal found takers near $1,530 on Friday after the U.S. killed a top Iranian military commander and rose to a high of $1,611 earlier today. Meanwhile, Bitcoin turned higher from lows near $6,850 on Friday and has gained more than 20% since. The cryptocurrency now looks set to take a page out of gold's book and confirm a falling channel breakout on the weekly chart. As can be seen, both assets had a tough time in the second half of 2019. Gold, above right, topped out at $1,557 at the end of August and fell to lows below $1,450 in November, creating a falling channel on the weekly chart. The channel was breached on the higher side in the last week of December with a convincing move above $1,483. The breakout signaled a resumption of the rally from lows near $1,270 seen in April, and since then, the yellow metal has rallied by more than 8%. Bitcoin's weekly chart, above left, also shows a falling channel, which represents the sell-off from the June 2019 high of $13,880 to the low of $6,425 reached in December. The cryptocurrency is currently trading above the falling channel resistance of $7,960. A breakout would be confirmed if prices close the week, Sunday, UTC, above $7,960. That would imply a continuation of the rally from April 2019 low of $4,100 and open the doors for a retest of $13,880. A breakout looks likely with bullish developments on key technical indicators. Bitcoin's rise to 7-week highs has confirmed seller exhaustion signaled by multiple long-tailed weekly candles and the bullish divergence of the MACD histogram, an indicator used to gauge trend strength and identify trend changes. A bullish divergence occurs when an indicator produces higher lows, contradicting lower lows on price, and is considered an advance warning of an impending bullish reversal. The MACD has charted higher lows since early December. Meanwhile, the daily chart is reporting an inverse head and shoulders breakout, also a bullish reversal pattern. The recent rally looks to have legs, as buying volumes, not shown, have risen over the last few days, and the MACD is charting higher bars above the zero line, signaling a strengthening of bullish momentum. All in all, the odds appear stacked in favor of a rise to $8,626. The 61.8% Fibonacci retracement of the sell-off from $10,350 to $6,425. The odds of Bitcoin confirming a channel breakout this coming Sunday would drop if prices find acceptance below $8,000 with high volumes. That said, stronger buying pressure could emerge in the subsequent weeks, yielding a breakout, as miner reward halving, supply-cutting event, is due in May. At press time, Bitcoin is changing hands at $8,340, representing a 5.4% gain on a 24-hour basis. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.